Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Beverly Inman Ebel with us, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She is the founder and the president of Talk Listen Communications. She is a significant leader in the marketplace. She's taken many leadership roles, especially in the area of helping women become business owners and become better business owners. And more importantly, though, for me, she's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust all the way back to the last century. Beverly Inman Ebel, welcome back.
Good morning.
That makes us sound kind of old, doesn't it?
Wise.
There you go. That's the story we're sticking to, right?
That's right. We're sticking to that one.
Well, it's good to have you back, Beverly. And, you know, one of the things that that I've learned in my life is that, and I know this, that you'll be shocked to hear this, Beverly, but I have a strong personality.
No.
Yeah, I'm coming out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming out of whatever closet that is, Beverly, and my audience they're shocked to hear that. But what I have to be careful about is when I talk to people, I actually don't think that I'm being that strong.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm just talking, you know,
you're just
saying
being
something.
Yourself.
But for an employee, especially one who might not have the same level of personality gravitas, I could see where it could come across as me being, you know, me being a little bit over the top, and some people have reacted that way. And even, you know, when I was completely trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, and so as a manager, I always try to be aware of that. And also, as the founder of a company, I'm trying really hard not to demand that things be done the way I would do it. And do you think other people have that problem?
I do, actually, more than you might realize.
I'm not all by myself.
No, you are not alone. Does that make you feel good?
It really does. Actually, it does. But no, I can see that because, I mean, entrepreneurs are hard-charging folks, aren't they?
Well, in some ways, they have to be. Because if it is to be, it's up to me. So that's how we get started, by being strong, by being able to do everything. And then as we grow and we bring people in with us, we need to know that at some point and in some areas, you need to pull back some. And a lot of us don't make that adjustment very well. And I am working with quite a few clients who are going through this very need. Is they're not communicating enough. They're expecting their employees to do it the way they would do it, exactly, without having told them, you know, mm-hmm. read my mind type of syndrome. And the employees are feeling unappreciated because they may spend a lot of time doing something and then it's not at all what the boss wanted.
I learned a four-word question a while back that has really helped me to not get myself into that kind of a scenario. And here it is. And folks, this works like a charm. What do you think?
What do you think? Ah.
What do you think?
Question.
Beverly, what do you think?
I think.
And with emphasis on you. That's how you say it, and because I try to get that out as early in the conversation as possible.
But, Jim, when you ask that question, you then have to zip your lip and listen. Once you ask a question you've got to really demonstrate that, A, you're willing to hear them out with no body language going, but, Okay, so
right.
You have to be focused and
right.
really listen to that person.
Especially when what they think is something that it's not like we've always done it around here.
Right. Because I'm telling you, these young folks coming out will have some ideas that are radically different than an established business owner may have. Anyone coming in from the outside.
Not just radically different, but heresy.
Heresy. You do have a strong personality.
That's what it will sound like to you.
Oh, it will.
It will sound like heresy to you.
Like this person doesn't understand our culture. They don't understand our values. Right?
How do they think I founded this company? You know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't have founded this company if I had done that or whatever.
Right. And I'm not to say that, please, don't, I know you won't, but I don't want anyone listening to think that, you know, if an employee says something that you're just supposed to go with that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we need to establish some goals with the employees for a time period. Let's say a lot of people do it annually. There's nothing magical about that. But then I want you to go a step further and actually have the employees come up with weekly objectives, things that they are going to accomplish this week. And then they report back to you how they're doing. Now, this gives you an overview as to what they're working on, their strategy. It's also a good idea to ask their priority, and I only use two priorities, one and two. One, it means it's got to be done this week. Two is, you know, if I do really well and something happens, I have extra time, that's a two mm-hmm. priority. Or a two priority could be, I'm going to start on it now, but it's really not due until, you know, 2 weeks from now. That could be a priority too. And then, As a business owner, I believe you have the obligation to look at those and approve them, say, yep, those are fine, or ask a question if there's something you don't understand. In other words, at the very beginning of the week, get it set, get it clear, and then let them report back on how they're doing.
Could we also ask them, do we have any idea what will happen if you're wrong?
Yeah.
As the owner, don't we have a right to ask that question? If we're letting people go with their ideas, you know, before we go there, let's make sure we talk about what would happen if we're wrong. Hold on to that thought. I want you to pick up on that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with us. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. Beverly Inman Ebel and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Down the street, and you ain't had it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got some good stuff there for you on the homepage where you can get to all the other things that we have available to you, articles, archives, Brain Trust members. My blog is there. The knowledge base is there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our poll question. Take our poll question. The poll question this week is all about vacations. Are you taking one? Can you take one? What do you think about that? And that's when you click on it, you'll see you'll see how the responses are going so far. It's a brand new question up there right now. 23 after, Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest and our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Beverly, tell us how we can find you and what you guys are up to these days.
You can find me at talklisten.com. Or 423-622-TALK. We do a lot of talking and listening at TLC. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. and that's what you do with you. And the things we're talking about today are what you help your clients with is helping them understand how to do a better job of communicating. We were just talking about that. And we're talking about how to not micromanage your employees. You were giving us some good advice on that. And you know, another thing I think when we went to the break, I was saying, do we as the owner, shouldn't we say when someone has an idea and it goes around the horn and we decide we're going to do something, isn't that a good time maybe for the owner to start taking some ownership and saying, okay, before we do this program that we've decided to do, what happens if we are wrong? What do you think about asking that question, Beverly?
I think that question comes earlier in the conversation. I look at setting up a program or system, kind of like the way I put a puzzle together. I don't know about you, but I look for all the straight pieces and I do all the borders.
I look for the corners.
Okay, you look, well, that's corners first, but then all the straight pieces, mm-hmm. and then you've got all the stuff in the middle. And
fill
I think
the blanks.
That's what we need to do for employees, is we need to look for the corners. In other words, you know, this is a turning point here, and to help them to see this is the lines that we as a company, our culture, our reputation, this is what we don't cross, but the rest of it, you have some liberty. You have some creativity. Own your job and get it together. Fix the puzzle.
Should we, when we're having this confab with our employees, and we ask one person, you know, what do you think? Especially if that person, let's say that person has brought us an issue, or they're making a report, or they're getting back with us on something. Well, what do you think? Now that you've found this information, what do you think? Then should you turn, before you say anything yourself, you being the manager, the owner, whatever, turn to another person and say, well, what do you think?
Yes, the second time I wouldn't necessarily put the emphasis or use the exact same question, because it's almost an invitation for the other person to be as creative or original
right.
as the first, and it kind of can put two employees at odds.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time, I'd put the emphasis on the think. Well, what do you think? You know, mm-hmm. what do you think? So that we're talking about the idea that's on the table, rather than, well, I don't really like this one, let's get another idea.
So this comes back to what I said in the beginning, Beverly. As the hard-charging founder of a company, we kind of have to be careful with not only the words we use, but also the inflection points, right?
Oh, we do, as well as their body language. You know, just imagine, you built this company from scratch, and now someone is sharing their idea, and you can just see right from the beginning, well, this isn't going to work. Even if you're able to keep your mouth shut, which
yeah.
some of us have challenges with that, your body language. I've actually seen people who will sit there, they think they're listening, and they're shaking their head left to right as they're listening.
Yeah.
You know, just waiting to jump in and
what
explain.
What do you think about maybe you not even being there? If you don't see, this is something when I was a consultant, believe it or not, Beverly, you'd be proud of me. At one point in time, I did some of this stuff like you're talking about right now. And I said, I told the boss, I said, you need to let your employees have a meeting without you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's like, I mean, we'd almost have to medicate the guy. We'd almost have to drug him and haul him off because, I mean, I've actually had them promise me that they wouldn't go to the meeting and then they couldn't do it. They went.
Oh, that's too funny. You know, and a milder version of that, which can get the business owner a little more comfortable, is to have them share the leadership of the meeting. In other words, come to the meeting, but now so-and-so is leading it.
Right.
And then the next time someone else is. And
yeah.
then, you know, come in late.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come in at all. Purposely miss it. That's a way to build leadership.
If you want to see what kind of people you've hired, let them have meetings by themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then evaluate the result. Because that's how you can find out if you're ever going to take a vacation or not.
And I bet some of the listeners are thinking right now, yeah, where could I put the bug in the room?
Right, exactly.
I want to know what's going on.
Exactly. Hey, Beverly, thanks for helping us with this today. Give us the website one more time, please.
www.talklisten.com.
You know, Beverly, I was thinking, as you said earlier about being quiet, about the comedian who said he was arrested and the police said, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability to. So as business owners, we have the right to remain silent. Sometimes we should be. Beverly Inmanibo, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after these messages.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.